Hello, I'm Angel, the Joyous Life Coach, and I welcome you to the Essentials of Essential Oils. Here you will find information, curriculum, and support to help you in your journey through the use and love of essential oils. Whether you're interested in using oils in your business or just wish to have more knowledge as you play with them, this podcast is for you. Please visit me on the web at thejoyouslifecoach.com so that you can learn how to be an essential oils alchemist. Enjoy. Hello and welcome. This is Angel, your Joyous Life Coach. And I am here to continue my series, The Essentials of Essential Oils. Today, we're going to talk about peppermint. Peppermint is one of my favorite oils. It is an ancient oil that goes way, way back for as long as we document, as we can look into the memories. It's used for all kinds of different fun things, from medicinal to culinary. It is a powerhouse oil. And so we're going to talk about it a little bit today. And then, as always, I have a little recipe to share with you. So sit back and let's learn a little bit about essential oils. So peppermint, I talked about it being old. I always like to give a little bit of history so that you have a little bit of knowledge. You could spend a lifetime studying oils, so I'm not going to give you too much. I hope I don't want to overwhelm you, but I give you a little bit of tidbits here and there so that you can speak to it and that you can just feel good in the knowledge. So peppermint is an ancient oil. It is a peppermint oil comes from a peppermint plant, which is a cross between a spearmint and a water mint. Now, peppermint, as I said earlier, is an ancient oil. You can see it referenced in the Bible. And a dried piece of peppermint was found in a tomb, an ancient Egyptian tomb, and it was carbon dated to be back at 1000 BC. That's absolutely amazing. Peppermint was used by the ancient societies primarily for medicinal purposes and for some culinary purposes. It has always been looked upon as a digestive remedy to aid digestion or to aid issues with your digestion. So you'll see a lot of references of peppermint as part of the bundle of bitter herbs eaten in the Bible, which is actually to help with the digestion. We see as use of peppermint expands beyond the Northern Africa regions into Greece and Rome. They bring peppermint up more and more with food and beverages and making wine and other wonderful, wonderful, wonderful yummy foods and fragrances and cosmetics. Winemakers and cheesemakers would use pieces of peppermint to keep mice and rats out of their businesses as they made their products. So that's the pungent and strong scent of that peppermint that they used for that. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful plant. And what I loved about peppermint is it reminds me of specific things. It's a trigger oil for me personally, because right now as I'm filming this foundation lecture series, it's Christmas time. And peppermint's one of those scents that is just wafts through just about every business, every restaurant. There's always something with peppermint. We have used peppermint for a very long time in our society for many, many, many things. As I did my research for this, I found little tidbits. And so this is my list of did you know? So this is just beyond some of the things we already know. So this is kind of fun. So did you know that in the Middle Ages, monks began using peppermint as tooth polish, which is where we get toothpaste from, which has that wonderful minty taste, right? Did you know that London pharmacy references show us treating sores, colds, headaches, and venereal diseases in the 1700s with peppermint. So practical and so effective these treatments were. Some of them are still in use to this day. In addition to having some of these great medicinal uses, peppermint is considered a very uplifting oil. It relieves irritability. It tends to ease people and make them a little happy. It's one of the reasons why at Christmas time, it triggers me for the happy memories that have happened in my life during this wonderful aroma of peppermint flying around the house. Here's another did you know fact. So one of the things that I like to do is I like to read and watch cool things about history. And the history of gum is one of those interesting pieces to look at, because gum doesn't sound in any way attractive to put in your mouth at all when you read what they used to make gum out of, charcoal and all kinds of really unsavory things. But did you know that it was when they discovered putting peppermint into gum, it changed the industry, skyrocketing gum sales, and now it is one of the primary flavors in gum. Here's another did you know. One of the components contained in peppermint is menthol. That's the tingly, bright feeling you taste and that you notice on your tongue when you taste something that has peppermint in it. Now, something that I want to make sure that you know as we work with peppermint, that there's a lot of stuff that have peppermint in them. And there's a lot of things that are peppermint extract. So peppermint extract is different from a peppermint essential oil. A peppermint essential oil is not the same. It is more concentrated, which means you have to be more careful. You don't want to just put that directly onto your tongue or onto your skin in your mouth, because it will burn. That beautiful menthol and everything else that's in there will catch you. So be careful when you're using that peppermint. So let's step into some of the absolute facts here for you as you go through and consider making your oils using peppermint. So you got to know that peppermint is a top note. Okay, so consider that as you're mixing it to create your scents. And it's a mint. It is consumable if you are buying the right kind of products. I use doTERRA. It is consumable. So really, really great quality. Some of the benefits of the peppermint essential oil: it kills germs, it stops itching, it relieves pain, relieves headaches. It can help reduce or prevent vomiting. It helps eliminate mucus, so it'll open up your sinuses. It reduces muscle spasm, promotes sweating. You'll find peppermint in a lot of pre-workouts if you're a workout person. And most recently, it has been found that peppermint has been an amazing support system for irritable bowel syndrome, which is IBS. So irritable bowel syndrome is one of the many things that we are wrestling with in our society today. IBS is brought down upon us through many, many reasons. The primary contributor to it is stress. And so we have our stress. We have our horrible diets that we have been bombarded with, and the process of evolution, so to speak. The National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health Research shows some relief of IBS symptoms. And this is major research result for our friend peppermint, because a lot of people speculate whether or not essential oils are of value or not. I read an article in Medical News Today, and they list many studies where peppermint essential oils can help with viruses, help with infections, chronic itching, and help improve your athletic performance. So I love peppermint. That's one of my favorite oils to use. And with the digestive issues that most of us are dealing with, and coming out of the pandemic with the stress and the immune system, peppermint is something that you absolutely have to have in your toolbox. So some of the suggested uses that I give for my clients for taking on peppermint, I talked about my breathing exercise that I do for my 10 breaths. I would say you drop a couple of drops of peppermint in your little bowl and take on the breathing with that exercise. And what that's going to do is help you do that after you eat, will help you with your digestion. If you are suffering with IBS or any other kind of digestive issue, or you feel a cold coming on, you take about 2 to 3 drops of that peppermint oil. Make sure it is a pure refined oil. If you're not using doTERRA, make sure that it is not synthetic. Make sure that it doesn't have additives in it. Drop them in water and down that, and that'll help you. I promise you, it'll help you. It'll brighten your day and you'll feel a lot better just by the nature of taking in the peppermint. Another thing that I like to do is you have our infusers. I'll put it in my infuser to throw some wonderful scented air out there. If you don't have an infuser, or if you like the warm mist, I put it a couple of drops in a big pot of boiling water and it throws that out into the air as well. If you've got respiratory issues, it's really great. Put that in the infuser because it does help break up the mucus and it makes the air nice and light. And you can put that on as you're falling asleep and that'll really help. If you have asthma or any kind of mucusy issues with your breathing and your respiratory system. It is an uplifting oil. I use it a lot when I work with energy work with my clients. So you can use that to connect. You can use that for healing. You can do that with the chakras. It's a really great oil. Use it for the meditative state. You can use it with yoga. It's a really great oil to support your process of healing and to support your process of lifting your energy. And if you are suffering from any kind of digestive issue, it will help you manage the issue a little more naturally, a little more organically, so that you can move on to relieve yourself and eventually release whatever ailment that you've got from your system. If you do have any specific ailments like IBS, as always, please seek the attention of your doctor to make sure that you're doing the right things, the right steps, and that things haven't gotten out of control. I care about you and I want you to be healthy and happy out there in your journey. So here's today's recipe that I have for you. I want you to take this recipe and I want you to do one thing with it. I want you to take a bath with this recipe. So if you don't have a bathtub, you can take any kind of recipe that's used for a bath and mix it with a little jojoba oil and put it on your body before you get in the shower. Turn a nice hot shower on, then get in and let it rinse off. It'll be the same effect as taking a bath. It won't be as luxurious, but it will give your skin and your system the same effect. So this is real simple. This one's going to be a little spicy, but it's going to be really nice. So what I want you to do is I want you to take that hot bath, make the bath first, the hot water in the bath. You can sprinkle a little Epsom salt. I love putting Epsom salts in the bath. It's good for the muscles. It's good to relax. I want you to put 3 to 4 drops of peppermint, ginger, and frankincense in your bath. Peppermint, ginger, and frankincense. This is a very spicy, very robust and pungent bath odor, bath scent, but you are going to lay there and you're just going to just relax. Let the muscles pull that in and let your system relax and you'll feel lifted and you'll be in a great mood. And when you go from there, go into your room with a cup of tea and you should have a really great night's sleep. So that is our lecture on peppermint. I hope that you enjoyed it. Once again, please follow our radio program there so you can hear all the rest of the fabulous shows that we show here on New Age Spirit Radio. And visit my website, angelthacker.com. You'll see there a link on my menu to essential oils. On that page, you'll find all my references, all the information I think I referenced earlier with the programs A little toolbox of all the essentials that you need to mix oil that you can get at Amazon. It's linked right there on the page. I've also linked the charts and other things that I mentioned in the show. And if you go to the essentials of essential oils, you'll see these radio programs as they link so that you basically have the lectures of my foundational program. And if you're interested in buying some oils, let me know. You can just click the link there that says purchase oils and just buy them, or you can contact me if you have any questions. I do offer a special essential oil assessment where I can sit down with you, and it's just a quick call to talk about what you've got going on, what questions you have. That's a 25-minute session. You can book that and we can sit down and talk about how oils can help you. And if you're looking for something to do business-wise and you want to play with the oils, let me know and I can talk to you a little bit about the opportunity. But in the meantime, I'm Angel. I always enjoy talking to you. Send me your questions and let's light the world up with essential oils and lift our joy vibration so we'll all be in a more joyous state. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening, and you have a fabulous day. Bye bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.